Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 204. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. A lot of Jackson Dart discussion. And again, look, I care about the kid's health more than anything. I do. I'm laughing because I have a wiffle ball bat. And I'm just going to leave it here. See how that plays on the chat. I care about his health more than anything, no doubt. But this is the NFL. If the doctors clear him, he plays. It's important to play. It's important to go out there and continue to develop, get better, learn from playing good teams like the Lions and the Patriots. This is what happens. There is a protocol. The NFL has come a long way in dealing with concussions. Guys don't go in and play anymore. Guys have to make it through protocol. Guys have to pass tests. If that all happens and all takes place, then he should play. He needs to play. And you're not going to know whether or not he's learned anything about playing safer if he doesn't get out there and get into those situations. Oh, that's a good point. The bat was a funny idea, but yeah, no. For the social media clips, Izzo would be furious with me if I go on a good rant or something and there's a big wiffle ball bat right in front of my face.
You were gearing up on these good Jackson Dart points. I'm like, yeah. Oh, we're going to get complaints tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't think they'd put this one up because I didn't give the number. 888-808-1019. They had me given the number in one of the rants that they put out on social media. I love those guys. Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Chris. Just hear me out for a second.
Yes.
Before you comment. You know, it definitely important for him to develop and to play, okay? And you would, I guess as a Giant fan, you would want them to lose. You know, watching Dart, it's easier, you know, for them to win games when he's using his legs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josh Allen uses his legs. I mean, you know, we know how many rushing touchdowns he has and everything. I don't think he will learn anything from running. I just think don't call any, you know, plays for him to run. Listen, if he's going to take off, what are you going to do? But there should not be any, you know, him running around the corner or anything like that. And just let him play football. If he beats him from the pocket, he beats him from the pocket.
I think it's an interesting point, and I think it has merit. And I certainly could see them limiting the amount of design runs. But it is his game. Again, it is who he is. That's his skill set. You could eliminate it, and maybe Wright doesn't learn anything from running. I don't know about it. He learns how to win. Like, I do think they benefit from the wins as long as he's in there. I can't ask the coach never to call a winning-type play. He's got to learn. Maybe this week, maybe next week, maybe limit them until let him show you he can get down and stuff on scrambles. So I think it's reasonable to say limit them. I do agree with that. And on the first, like, and he needs to understand that he's got to get down. So if you call the first design run and he doesn't get down, he takes on needless contact, then yeah, I got to be done. Like, I do think there's a conversation around that. Just playing the game in general, I don't think there's a conversation. Doctors clear him, he plays. The idea of how you use him, especially late in the game, if it's not close, certainly, that's without question. But again, put it this way. Let me give you a scenario. They're at the 7-yard line. They're down 5 points to the Lions. 2 minutes left, 1:30 left, last possession, game on the line, third and goal from the 7. Third and goal from the 5. You've seen how productive he's been goal line with the design runs. Are you going to say, I can't call that play? I can't call my best play. I can't go and give this kid an opportunity to go on the road and beat the Lions? And I can't, you know, start to build that with him and build that confidence with him and the team? It's tough. I'm just telling you, it's tough. It's tough. I think you can limit it. I think you can be a little bit more careful with it. But again, this is his game. This is his game. And, you know, if a doctor tells me that he's more susceptible this week than he is next week or the week after that or the week after that, and I should slowly incorporate it back into his game but leave it out for a while, I'm open to whatever the doctors say. But if the doctors tell me that it's just the hey, he had a concussion, he's all better from it, he's more susceptible now that he's had one, but that doesn't change from week to week, then I don't know. I'm probably letting him play his game. I'll call less, but I never thought it was an egregious number. I don't think 4 or 5 design run calls is some sort of crazy number. I don't. Frank in Palisades Park. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I gotta agree with the other callers on this, and I'll explain about this, because I read this earlier today. Jackson Dart was okayed to go to practice as a non-participant.
Correct.
He was not given full clearance.
Correct.
So anything could happen. If he does not show any signs of improvement,
correct,
on Sunday, they will not allow him to play.
Correct.
Now, I myself have also suffered a concussion. Doctors have explained this to me. It takes 2 to 4 weeks to fully recover. Now, if you do decide to play before you fully recover, your chances of suffering a second concussion increase dramatically. And he plays with reckless abandon. John Gruden has said this about his play.
Everybody
has.
He
plays with reckless... No. He plays with really bad reckless abandon.
I agree. I'm saying everyone has, not just John Gruden.
He needs to be protected from himself. That's why it's important. That's why all the callers are pretty much saying the same thing. Be careful with Jackson Dart. If he needs to stay back and you need to keep him protected, do it. If he needs to be, you know, kept in the sidelines the next few weeks, do it.
Again, but you say needs, like, you know what he needs. They have doctors there working with him. And you said, you're right, as of right now, he has not been cleared. And indications are that he will be. But as of today, at practice, he was limited. He was allowed to work with the team. That's step one of the protocol that he has to clear. If he clears it by Sunday and the doctors tell me he's good to go, I'm playing him. Now, I don't disagree. Like, if the doctors say he isn't ready to go, then they don't have a choice. They can't play him, and he shouldn't play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And I'm sorry. I appreciate what your doctors told you. They have doctors designed for this who work with these NFL teams. If he's cleared to play, he plays. That's what happens. It happens that no, we did not have this discussion about any other concussion that's happened this year. I haven't heard one player... one caller, and I know we don't necessarily, we're in New York and we don't care about other teams' concussions. Like, we don't know the, we haven't heard one other play. Justin Fields had one this year. Neighbors had one last year. I don't remember an outcry for anyone. Hey, it's unsafe to bring him back after 1 week. It's unsafe. And if your point is, who cares about them? They're not the future of the team. Shame on you. Shame on you if the only reason you don't want Dart to risk it is because you need him to win football games next year. Or like Justin Fields' health is just as important as Jackson Dart's health. Neighbor's health is just as important as Jackson Dart's health. And Justin Fields runs just as much as Jackson Dart does. And Neighbors as a wide receiver takes a ton of hits. And I didn't hear one time he shouldn't play. In fact, last week, the first question after the game for the Jets was, why'd you stop running Justin Fields? There are doctors. There is protocol. If he makes it through, he plays. That's what happens in the NFL. Jackson Dart is no different than Neighbors. He's no different than Fields. He needs to play to get better. He's got to be more careful. I'm of the idea that they can limit the amount of design runs for him. Absolutely. But he's not going to learn how to get down and be safer and run with less of a reckless abandon, as you say. He's not going to learn that without being on the field doing it. There's only one way to learn that. He's got to go do it. He's healthy, he plays. Zach in Holbrook. What's up, Zach?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I'm gonna try and keep my rant short, but I will end it with a question. I had to call in, man. I'm getting off of work, and I got to get up with my kids in 3 or 4 hours, but I'm circling around my block right now because I got to get this off my chest.
Sure.
This is the dumbest conversation I have heard about football in I can't tell you how long.
Mm-hmm.
We finally, after 13 years, have a quarterback that we actually can somewhat trust, a small sample size, but we actually have some hope with. And our fan base and the media, except for you, I like your input here, our fan base and media is running with a storyline that we got to sit this guy? Are you kidding me? Let this dude get out there and play ball. For everybody who's saying he should be sat for the year and protect him, put him in a bubble, what keyboard jockey, what non-football player, non-athlete created this storyline or caller? Where did this come from? This is absolutely absurd. This guy's got to get out there and play. If he doesn't, you know, play one more week, I get it. You know, he's got to go through the protocol, and we want to protect
right,
him a little
of
bit.
Of course.
But to shut him down? Are you guys kidding me? We finally, after 13 years, have a quarterback that we can kind of root for and get behind and, you know, have some hope, and we want to shut him down. This is the exact problem with New York fan base, New York media, that they run with ridiculous things like this. It doesn't make any sense. My question to you is, where the hell did this story come from? It's been going on for a day and a half, and it should have been dead a day and a half ago.
Thank you for the call, Zach. That was good. The story came from the initial, when he initially got hurt, and everybody's overreaction, in my estimation, to the recklessness of the coach. I mean, people, like, the story was pretty much that Brian Daboll put his career above the health of his quarterback. That the health of the quarterback be damned. I need to win football games because I'm about to be fired. Like, that's where it started, right? And then the idea that the amount of runs he gets, which, again, I had at 4, and I read the initial story after the game with 4. I'd have to go back and rewatch the game. Since last week, the report from Schefter said 5 design runs. Whatever the case may be, 4 or 5 design runs. I don't think for a player who, if you watched in college, had design runs, who is extremely talented at it, who, when you don't have other weapons in the passing game to make plays while you're trying to win football games, sure, he's trying to win football games. Every coach in the NFL is trying to win football games, whatever their job status is. Like, I just, like, that whole nonsense of, well, you know, he's trying to save his job. He's trying to win football games. Every coach tries to win football games. I joked the other day, I was like, I remember that great Vince Lombardi quote, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Unless, of course, you have job security. Then winning is just a luxury. They're all trying to win football games. And unfortunately, with the loss of Neighbors and the loss of Scadaboo, one of their best plays and ways to win football games is for Jackson Dart to run the football. He's extremely good at it. And again, I counted 4, but let's say it 5. 3 of the 5, because I don't remember the 5th. 3 of the 5, 2 touchdowns and a naked boot where he slid untouched. And then obviously the 4th, he got the concussion. Or the 5th, he got the concussion. So, like, when does it become radical? When does it become reckless? That's where this all started. That's where this all started. So the idea then becomes, now that even Brian Daboll is gone, doesn't matter, the Giants can't be trusted to, like, the Giants are such a disaster and so poorly run, which I do agree they're a disaster and poorly run right now, but they're such a disaster and so poorly run, and maybe even Mike Kafka is trying to earn his job, that if anyone was put in that position of trying to earn their stay as the interim head coach and change it to just head coach, they're going to risk the quarterback's health because they don't give a damn about anything else but their career, and they're willing to risk life and limb of any of their players to secure their future. So So that's where it comes from. It comes from the idea that the Giants can't be trusted with this kid because they mess up everything else and they can't be trusted. So you can't put the quarterback out there, which to me is silly. I'm with you. It's silly. There are if he's not cleared, of course. If he's not cleared, he's not cleared. And they shouldn't do anything to help him get cleared. They shouldn't try and cut corners. Like, obviously, go through it. If the doctor says, and again, we'll see. I'm open to whatever the doctor says. If the doctor says, well, technically he's cleared, but I don't like this and I don't like that, and I think the kid would do, you know, it would be very good for him to give him the extra week. If the doctor sits in Mike Kafka's office, in John Mara's office, in Joe Shane's office, and says, look, technically he's hit all the parameters, but I'm still very concerned about this or that, and I would give him another week. Give him another week, of course. I'm willing to go by what the doctor says. But if the doctor says he's cleared all the protocols, he's got no symptoms, there are no more headaches, there's no more reaction to light, you know, whatever other tests that they go through, he passed them all with flying colors. He feels great. He feels good after running. He feels good after contact. He feels good after every check mark that he has to go get through. Then he plays. They have these things designed to make sure you're ready to go play. Now, it's his first concussion. If he has more, like Tua, and we saw the stemming from Tua where the fingers go like this, and I know, you know, people seem to think he was knocked out unconscious. I haven't read that. I haven't heard Dart say he was unconscious. He was laying on the floor what seemed to be lifeless, but sometimes you take a hit, you lay on the floor, you don't want to get up, you're dealing with whatever you do. I don't know if he was knocked out unconscious or not. The Giants have all of this information, and they will make a decision. And whatever their doctors say, that's what I would go with. But there is an importance to Jackson Dart playing. There's an importance to it. The minute he's ready to go, you play. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I see Rich and Steve want to talk baseball. When we come back, we can start talking baseball. We'll get into the Yankee offseason, the Met offseason, who the Mets should be trading. Is Senga one of those players, and I guess this is the question that I'm most curious about with the Mets, who are clearly looking to upgrade their rotation, need to upgrade their rotation. There's no doubt they are shopped. I think Senga is one of the players they're shopping, not just answering the phone on. And to what level, of what motivation would you have to move Senga? How do you feel about him? What level of return? Is this one of those moves to set up the rotation that David Stern should look at and say, it's not exactly the value I want, but I do think I'm better off moving on from him to set myself up for other things? Or do you wait until you get the exact level of return you want for Kodai Senga, who hasn't been able to stay healthy? 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Of course, the Bellinger versus Kyle Tucker, which I admitted yesterday, and I know you can't listen every morning at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. I have changed my tune a little bit on Bellinger versus Tucker based on the Trent Grisham signing. We'll get to that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
McMonagle here with you on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's open it up to a little bit of hot stove baseball. We talked mainly about it yesterday. I still think, you know, again, I feel I have to defend my Brian Cashman stuff. It's okay to just acknowledge he's wrong every once in a while. Again, he's been here for 30 years. I'm not going to agree with everything he does. And I didn't agree with Trent Grisham. I didn't agree when they offered him the qualifying offer. I made it very clear then when they offered it to him, I said risky. Too risky for my blood, I wouldn't do it. I thought most likely he would turn it down. I did think he would, but I thought it was too good of a... I thought the risk of him taking it was too high to even offer him the qualifying offer. And now that he's accepted it, to me, this is really easy. Because even running it back with just Bellinger puts them at the payroll threshold where they were last year. And I don't know the appetite of this owner. So, like, this is now on the owner. Because his general manager, if they're going to make an impact with this lineup, and yes, I do think running it back still gives them an opportunity to win a championship. I do believe that. I don't think it's good enough. Like, I don't think it gives them a good enough chance to go win a championship. I think they should look to improve, clearly. But could they still win? Could Trent Grisham go off in the postseason? Could Trent Grisham, Jazz Chisholm, and Judge go off in the postseason, get hot, and go win the whole damn thing? Of course. Of course. They were the highest run scoring team in the American League last year. They had the highest OPS in the league last year. Only the Brewers had more guys with an above average OPS in Major League Baseball. They had seven guys. Like, they were good last year offensively. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the complaints. They were. But the bottom of the order isn't good enough. There are too many outs at the bottom of the order. That's just true. And I want to improve the team, and you got to improve the outfield. And so for me, and I know everyone's talking about Bellinger because that's the next big thing. The Yankees have been on the record saying that this has not affected their pursuit of it. And I see a lot of people in the last day talking about, oh, the overreaction to the, you know, Trent Grisham accepting the qualifying offer. You don't do that unless you know that he could take it and you have a plan and, you know, they're willing to spend money and they could do, like, all right, let's go see it. Because Trent Grisham, the player, I think is okay. I think he's pretty good. I don't think he'll have the same kind of season, but could he hit 25 home runs and play a good, solid defensive center field? Is he a good player? Yes. I think he could be a good player again. He's not going to have the same type of season he had last year, but he could be a good player. But you've got to go out there and add more. They've got to add more contact. They've got to, like, they still have to go get a shortstop. They still have to go impact the starting rotation. So to me, this is about whether or not this owner is willing to spend money? Is he willing to have a payroll for? Because to me, if you want to have a winning team, you want to go compete with the Dodgers, he's got to have a $340 million payroll, bare minimum. So that's Bellinger plus. So that's why, for me, the Bellinger-Tucker thing has changed. Because I was big on Bellinger's a better fit. Bellinger makes less money. You can go do things with the extra money you're not paying Kyle Tucker. And plus, he plays center field. This was all with the assumption of Trent Grisham not being here. Now that Trent Grisham's here and your center fielder most likely, to me, now I'm more comfortable with just going to pay Tucker and make him my left fielder. Go pay Tucker. Get the better offensive player. I'm less interested in his ability to play center field now that I've got Trent Grisham. Go get the better offensive player in Tucker. Ben Rice is now your first baseman. That's just the be-all, end-all. That's what it's going to be. You've got Tucker and Judge in the middle of that lineup. Tucker's better offensively, more productive, more consistent, younger. All of it. Go get Tucker now. I've kind of changed my I'm still good with Bellinger because I like Belly. But I would now, I'm more open to pivoting and going to spend the extra money and getting Kyle Tucker. And the other thing is, I think without question, and I said this when they offered the qualifying offer, because a lot of people said, oh, it means he's willing to spend money. I'm like, I don't know about that. But what it does say to me is, they're willing to trade Spencer Jones and Dominguez. Because if you have him here, like, okay, what are you doing with Spencer Jones? He's got nothing else to prove in AAA. He's got nothing else to prove. And the same thing for Dominguez. Like, is there still a role to have Dominguez have 300-400 at-bats? Maybe. And I do think that if he proves himself the better player, they won't hold him back because Trent Grisham's on the team. I think they would play him if he proves to be the better offensive player and have the better year and be the better player than Trent Grisham. I do believe that. Now, that's where you start to wonder if Belly's the right guy as opposed to Kyle Tucker, because if you make that decision, I don't think they're putting Dominguez in center. So that's why for me, now, I've changed my offseason opinion with him coming back. Now it's on Hal, go spend money. Screw this, man. Go spend money. You're going to have to anyway. Go spend money. Go spend money. Go get Kyle Tucker and trade both Dominguez and Spencer Jones and go get a starting pitcher or go get legitimately good bullpen arms or trade those guys and get Stephen Kwan in here. Or go get a shortstop with those guys. But to me, now, I know I've got him in center. I feel good about him in center for 1 year. And after the 1 year, I'll play a defensive-minded center fielder. I'll go get a cheap center fielder who plays good defense. I don't care. My lineup should be good enough if I get Kyle Tucker. Tucker, trade both Spencer Jones and Dominguez for bullpen arms or a shortstop or something. Maybe the Angels are trading, right? They'd trade Neto for you. They just traded Tyler Ward for Grayson Rodriguez, which was an interesting trade for the Orioles. Because there's been, you know, he's been their prized possession for a couple of years, but he can't stay healthy, and they were willing to trade him for Ward, who's a good player, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you traded young, controllable pitching for Tyler Ward. That's an interesting trade. And maybe you can trade prospects for, I mean, I know, you know, Neto is a young shortstop. I doubt very much they move him, but I'd be interested in trading both of them. Go get Tucker, trade both Spencer Jones and Dominguez, and go out there and spend $340, $350 million in payroll. That's it. That's what this owner needs to do now. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
What's up? Well, I'm glad to see that when the facts change, you change. That's you know, to your credit.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't just have opinions to have them. I have opinions because I believe in them, and now some things changed. I thought they needed a center fielder. That's why I was much more in on Bellinger. Now they don't need a center fielder, and I expect them to have to spend money. If they're going to have to spend money, might as well spend it on the better player.
Yeah, and I think the people that are calling up screaming, they just don't have the facts. There's only, from what I've seen, there's only, I think, six players projected, center fielders projected to have three wins next year, three WAR next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Grisham's one of them.
Yeah.
So it's a very thin market. There's not a ton of options out there. It's Brian Cashman said that this still allows them to go after Bellinger, although I feel like it allows them to be kind of in the catbird seat and say, okay, we're going to give you an offer, and we're not going to extend ourselves on that offer. This is what we're comfortable with, and if you don't want it, we can move on to other, you know, other things.
Like what?
And well, hold on. I think that by having Trent Grisham, you could keep Spencer Jones, who's the more athletic of the young center fielders that they have, and you can trade Dominguez. I'm looking at an infield upgrade, like you are. And the guy that I don't love Stephen Kwan. I like, and I've been after him for a couple of years. I like Brandon Donovan. Now, Mazalok just stepped down, and Chaim Bloom yes. took over. And we know the way Chaim Bloom operates. He's going to be, I mean, the Red Sox right now are reaping the benefits of what Bloom did, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So Bloom is a guy that's going to be, you know, wanting to get young. He was from Tampa. He's going to want to get young and get guys that are going to, they need a rebuild over there in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. So I like getting Brandon Donovan. He's got a lot of flexibility in the infield where you could play him at third, you could play him at short, second base if you had to. And he's a winning player, really good player.
I think he's played the outfield too. He's played a bunch of games in the outfield as well.
Yeah, no, a little bit in the outfield too, yeah. That's the guy that I would target, and I think that you would have to put somebody like Dominguez in that deal. So that's the trade that I would be looking for.
He's got 2 years left of arbitration, so, I mean, he's a controllable piece. You're going to have to give – and he's more proven than both Dominguez and Spencer Jones. I mean, you'd have to – that's a – you know, you probably have to throw a pitching prospect in there as well with Dominguez.
Which the Yankees can do.
Yep.
But that's Brian Cashman said that he was comfortable bringing back Grisham. Yeah, he's making a little bit too much money, and that would open up trade possibilities. Well, there you go, right there.
Yeah, look, I hear you, Steve. I think you got to, and I do like Donovan. And he's been mentioned as like the fallback for Bellinger in some circles. I've heard that conversation about trading for him, and you're right. It seems like Bloom steps in. I don't know if it's necessarily Bloom's idea or the edict from the organization. I don't think Bloom stepped in and said, you know what, I think they should trade Mookie Betts. That was a conversation ownership kind of forced upon him. But yes, he is kind of a guy who's willing to wheel and deal a little bit. Donovan, 28 years of arbitration last year, without question, was the better player than Stephen Kwan. There's no doubt about it. Puts the ball in play, struck out 67 times in 500 at-bats last year, only played 118 games. The year before, 81 strikeouts in 153 games. So not a lot of strikeouts, hits around 280.
350 on base.
353 on base this year. Yeah, Brendan Donovan would be a very, very nice pickup for the New York Yankees, able to play multiple positions. I would absolutely be in on that. I'm totally with you. I don't know if I like it without. I want Bellinger and Donovan, so that gives them options. But yeah, we'll see how. I still think they're gonna have to spend money though. Like, I just don't know how they do it without spending money. Like, they're gonna have to go. You make Bellinger and that trade, I guess that answers a lot of issues. You still need bullpen arms. You still need a starting rotation piece, but that's not a bad offseason. If they sign Bellinger and trade for Donovan, and let me just see what. Because Donovan's a name I had seen as someone who could be the fallback for Bellinger. He's played how many games? He's played 4 years. Second base, he's played 225 games. Outfield, in left field, he's played 163 games.
He actually played a few games at shortstop last year, yeah. Not third base.
Yeah, he's played 40.
Could mix him in at the beginning of the season while Volpe recovers.
Yeah. What are his defensive metrics? His defensive metrics really aren't all that great at any position, quite honestly. But I do put defensive metrics as my least favorite metrics. I shouldn't say. I mean, they're a guideline. I put more of the eye test on defense than I do offense. Sometimes I'm willing to trust the offensive numbers. The defensive numbers are shaky to me. But if he could play shortstop a little bit, if he could play third base for Ryan McMahon at times, if he could also play left field, I think...
He won a gold glove in 2022, his rookie year, the utility man.
As the utility gold glove winner. Yeah, I mean, okay. Finished rookie in the year, third rookie of the year that year. He was an all-star last year. If they could do that, I'm in. I think you just gave me a really good... I think that's a really good offseason.
The worst batting average of his career is .278.
Yeah. And .759 OPS was the worst of his career. That same year. No, he's a really good, solid player. He's a really good, solid player. You sign Bellinger, trade for Donovan, add a starting pitcher, and get some bullpen arms. Now... I got to look at his contract and see where the money is because it's unfortunate. All right. Nobody wants to hear this, but you've got to deal in the parameters of where this owner's willing to spend. Send me how much money he's made. I mean, he's in arbitration, you said, right? He's got 2 more years of arbitration. So
yeah, I'm trying to find it. What the projected is.
See what the projected arbitration is for him because it's going to be fairly.
For a guy who doesn't steal a lot of bases and isn't that fast and puts the ball in play all the time, doesn't hit into a lot of double plays.
Yeah.
Only 4 each of the last 3 years.
Hmm.
MLB trade rumors estimates his salary for next year at $5.4 million. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Now, I don't know their appetite to trade him. Again, if I'd never heard the name, I would have been like, I don't know if St. Louis is willing to trade him. I have heard and read articles that he could be the fallback for Bellinger. I don't want him as the fallback of Bellinger. I want him with Bellinger because I want him to be able to play the infield. He's second base, left field, third base. I mean, it fits the Yankees. Fits the Yankees. And he's put up better numbers than Kwan. He was an all-star this year, had a better year than Kwan this year. His worst year is better than Kwan this past year. Brendan Donovan would be an excellent player. You could move him around the outfield, the infield. $5 million. I would trade Dominguez and a pitching prospect for Donovan. I absolutely would.
They could really choose, do you want the guy who's already played in the big leagues in Dominguez, or do you want the guy who hasn't debuted yet in Spencer Jones?
Right.
Highly touted outfielder.
Highly touted outfielder. One's a switch hitter who showed promise last year. The other one hits a ton of home runs. I would offer either one for him. I would offer either one for Donovan. I think that's a really good... That's a good plan because they're going to get blocked anyway.
And if you don't expect that Jazz Chisholm's getting a long-term extension after the year,
right, he's your
Donovan
second
becomes
baseman.
Your second baseman.
Yeah.
For the most part, while you can move him around if you need to.
Yeah. It helps you in the negotiation with Jazz depending on Jazz's season. Absolutely. It gives you that kind of DJ LeMahieu feel if you could play him at different places. Even at short, he's had some games at short. I don't know. I think he played 14 games at short, we said, in his career.
Yeah, last year it was 6, and I think it was in the teens overall.
Yeah, 14. He started 12 games. He's played in 14 games at shortstop. You also have the ability to play Caballero at shortstop to start the year as well. And
in 4 years, he's played every position except for catcher double-digit games.
Yeah. No, I'm in. I'm sold. Sold me on it.
Oh, sorry. He hasn't played center field, but still. The corner outfield and all the infield positions. Double-digit games.
Yeah. I think he is now part of my new... instead of Kwan, I think it's Brendan Donovan.
You did your plan 20 minutes ago. After that call, good idea. Redo it.
Redo it. Redoing the plan. The plan is an ever-evolving, ever-changing... Right, so right now we said yesterday is right at 286 the Yankees payroll. We're seeing contracts anywhere between 26 to 28 million for Bellinger. So let's just on the high end say he gets the 28 million because his market is good and the Mets force, some money to go up. So 28 on top of 286, 14, 3. That's 314 right there. You had Donovan 6 if you trade for him. That puts you now again. What's Dominguez making? Because he's on the roster. It's probably offsets a little bit. Dominguez is probably making $1 million. But let's just put it at 320 with those two players. Now you got to go out and add a starting pitcher and some bullpen arms.
Dominguez is under $1 million because he's pre-arb.
You're looking at a number if Hal is willing to spend $340 million. Last year was $315. You're willing to spend $340, right? You're going to take Jazz's money off, theoretically. You have to work on his contract, figure that out. You get rid of the $22 million from Grisham. I mean, next year you get a cheap center fielder. We'll all be on board with that. You get a cheap defensive center fielder next year to go along with Bellinger and, like, that's an interesting idea. That's a good offseason right there.
You also, in this scenario, you're still going to have one of Jones or Dominguez to play the outfield in 2027.
That's true. If that's what you get for Brandon Donovan. Now, again, we don't know if they want to trade him. We don't know what they would take for him. But, yeah, theoretically, you would have either Dominguez or Spencer Jones. Now, I would be willing to use the other one to go trade for bullpen arms. I wouldn't mind trading both of them. Because the minute they were willing to give center field to Trent Grisham for $22 million, it signified to me they're not going to just put these guys in. Like, they were, because we all know they still want to get Bellinger. That's a complete full outfield. And that's another year of lesser at-bats for Dominguez and nowhere to play Spencer Jones. Like, the second they offered that qualifying offer, that was the first thing I thought. The first thing I said was, wow, qualifying offer. Not that they're willing to spend a ton of money, not that this or that, that, hey, they, in their minds, they're okay with trading Spencer Jones and Dominguez, because if he accepts, they have nowhere to put him. And I don't think it was going to stop them from signing Bellinger, and clearly, so far, that's the word from the New York Yankees. So I'm willing to move both of them, because they've hold on to the guy. What is holding on to Spencer Jones going to do? Unless Spencer Jones has a better year, strikes out less, like, he just hit a ton of home runs. Like, there's nothing else he's going to do to really up his value. I think everybody kind of has a feel of what kind of player he is. He's a guy who right now is kind of that three true outcome guy a little bit, where he can hit, there's this hole in his swing, he's going to strike out some, he's going to hit a ton of home runs, and he's going to play a good defense. I don't know what else he can do in AAA outside of being the best home run hitter in the minor leagues. Like, he was already that last year. So I would trade both of them. Get me Donovan with one, get me some bullpen arms or a starting pitcher with the other. Put money in the whichever one I don't get, starting pitcher or bullpen. And then I have Brandon Donovan to play shortstop and third and bring some contact to this team and maybe play over. You know, he bats lefty, so if he could play third base.
If they wanted contact leading off, too, you get a guy who got as a 350 to 400 on base percentage on in front of Judge.
No, absolutely. I think it works. I like him a lot. Let's go to Rich in Cleveland. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the Yankees. I don't really think it's so much of they're going to do what they're going to do, whatever it is, and it's going to be good enough to win baseball games. What has to change is the culture of fundamentals of baseball. The Yankees were just fine the last 2 years if they don't run themselves out of innings, make stupid errors. All that stuff is a culture change, and I don't hate Boone, but he's been there so long, he's not going to change the culture. We need to get a guy in there that, like a Brett Gardner, who did everything just to stay in and get a career in the Major League Baseball, that had to do everything, was fundamentally sound, was clutch, all that kind of stuff. Those are the guys that make the best managers.
Yeah.
It'll take a guy like that to come in.
I mean, I know you're just saying Boone has been around, but Boone wasn't exactly a superstar, you know. Boone had to do a lot to stay in Major League Baseball as well.
I agree, but he's obviously
I
mean, he didn't even change. He didn't even correct Chisholm. Chisholm made that blunder, and he said, "I would just do it again." That should have set him off. Boom.
What'd he do? Which blunder?
You remember when Chisholm made the bad base running error and he got...
He got on him and he was mad. He was mad at both Jazz and the first base coach.
Chisholm, the next base says, if I had to do it again, I would do the same thing. I mean, we have to admit, the Yanks tied for the division lead, lost on the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But they should have been 10 games ahead on games that they just lost by bad base running.
I think the bad base running is overblown. I think you're pointing to one or two things. They were better at base running it this year than they were the last couple of years, outside of maybe the 1 week stretch. But that's a game you could always play. Let's talk about all the home runs Jazz hit to win them games that they could have otherwise lost when they were getting no hit by Seattle. And if then you look at Toronto, you want to count how many games they blew for different reasons. Like it's easy to play that game. If they would have only won one more game, or they should have won 10 more games, or the closer blew this many games, like. That's baseball. That's baseball. I don't disagree that they could have easily won the division, but I can go find five or six Blue Jay games that were, how about game six of the World Series? Blue Jays should be champions right now if it wasn't for a base running blunder. Like, I think they were a better base running team this year than they've been. I think they were a better defensive team this year than they've been. Outside of Anthony Volpe just losing it. And maybe that had to do with the shoulder injury. But outside of Anthony Volpe being going from a gold glove first shortstop his first year to a solid to really good shortstop his entire career, and then, this year being god-awful, I think that's really where the main defensive issues lie, as well as playing Rice at first base, and he wasn't that good. But I don't think Brett Gardner, we got to stop with this. Like, we honestly, guys, I love you, and thank you for making the call. I appreciate you, man. We got to stop with former Yankees that you want to turn into managers. Like, I don't know. Brett Gardner has not been in baseball. Unfortunately, he dealt with the tragedy of losing his son. That was a terrible story. But he hasn't been involved in baseball. He hasn't been a coach anywhere yet. Like, what? You're just going to call, you're going to call him up and say, I don't know what you've been doing the last 3 years, but you want to come manage the Yankees? Oh, Boone was just a broadcaster. Boone worked around baseball. Boone is a lifer. His whole family was involved in baseball, generations of Major League Baseball players. And they had an interview with him, and they think alike. As Susan Waldman said, this is not Brian Cashman dictating how Aaron Boone should think. The reason he was hired is because they think alike. And look, I'm open. If this year's, I'm open to moving on from Boone. I'm open. I love the Yankees. I don't love Aaron Boone. I just think he gets blamed for a bunch of nonsense. I think he gets blamed for things that aren't his fault. But I don't think, we can't just go back to Jorge Posada. That's the kind of guy you need. Brett Gardner. That's the exact kind of ball player who makes a good manager. Like, we don't know. Alex Rodriguez, David Cone should be the pitching coach. Paul O'Neill should be the hitting coach. Derek Jeter should be the GM. Like, it's just nonsense. I'm open to making a change with Boone if this. And listen, I think he's going to play out this contract and then be done. I think it's going to be 10 years, win, lose, or draw. I mean, if he wins the World Series, they might keep him. But outside of that, if they get to another World Series. If 10 years go by at the end of this contract and he still hasn't won a championship, I don't think Aaron Boone will be back. And then we'll find out who the next manager is. And it'll probably still be Brian Cashman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.